The Morning Minute is brought to you by Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Do what I did and update your smile. Call 1-844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. When you change your smile, you change your life. Our dreams of another Trump-Biden debate have come to fruition. Both sides have agreed to it. Now it's only a matter of scheduling. Biden campaign spokeswoman Adrienne Elroy confirmed it on MSNBC with Mika Brzezinski.
I think absolutely it is, Mika. And look, President Biden has made it very clear he will be debating Donald Trump. But when you have Donald Trump's own words, it's also important to keep in mind that we will be continuing to use a paid media strategy here that uses his own words against him.
Obviously, her use of the term very clear is a stretch.
I don't know if you're going to debate your opponent.
I am somewhere. I don't know when. Yeah. I'm happy to debate him.
Now compare Sleepy Joe's acceptance to Trump's.
But I'd like to call for immediately debates. I'd like to debate him now because we should debate. We should debate for the good of the country. So I will officially on your show call. I will.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
I also said,
we're breaking news, Mr. President. Donald J. Trump calls for debates against Joe Biden. I mean, that's great.
So we can
break
talk
some
about
news
these
here.
Problems, Dan, and get him to change his ways. But I am officially doing that.
You and I know a debate shouldn't be much of a contest. After all, we saw their last go-around when Joe was 4 years fresher. The true fun lies in how the mainstream media will spin it and pretend their puppet is all there.
Listen to The Howie Carr Show today at 3 or watch the show live at rumble.com/The Howie Carr Show.